So after that conversation, I was like, you know what? I'm going to record them from now on.
Okay, okay.
So I started recording them, and my first call was to get a rate lowered. And after I did the math on lowering the rate, I calculated that I saved about $13,000 from that one call.
All right.
And I thought, you know what? Instead of the banks training themselves with those recordings, I want to train the world with those recordings.
You've got questions. They've got answers. Invest 30 minutes with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and you'll know how to invest your money in your home. This is Your Home, Your Money, brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Quigley here.
And this is Art Blanchett.
We're your mortgage experts from Capital Mortgage Advisors here in Madison, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to help you with your home financing needs.
That's right, and we still don't know what we're doing here with regard to this show. Hey, good morning. It is a beautiful Veterans Day today.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
It's beautiful, and that's, we got our veterans. We shook hands with one of the guys who worked at the studio this morning. Great young man. We'll just say his first name is Jordan, and he's served three tours over in Iraq, and we're grateful for what he's done for us.
Definitely.
And, of course,
we have
parents.
They've all done.
Yep, parents, friends, loved ones. So just keep that in mind today. Just put your thoughts in their direction.
Now, this morning, we're live in the studio. If you've got any questions regarding the topic that we will be discussing, we'll be at 321-1670. As always, feel free to call Art and I off the air, 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Check out the website, yourhome-yourmoney.com. And if you're listening nationwide on our talk show broadcast, the call-in number, 800-201-9365. As soon as you hear my voice, press zero. They'll bring you right here to the studio.
We also are with Blueberry now, blueberry.com.
Okay.
That's Blueberry without the E's.
Okay. Now, Art, we've got a special guest this morning. Can you give us an introduction?
Yes, and he'll probably do a better job than me, but he's Scott Bilker is a prolific author and a very, very knowledgeable young man. I think he's younger than me. And you're there, Scott. How you doing?
Doing good, Art. Doing good, Bill. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Thanks for joining us,
Scott. He's joining us all the way from sunny New Jersey today.
And it is sunny here, I must say.
Oh, you beat us on that one. And Scott has written some books here. I'll give you the name of the titles. And he's got a great website, unbelievable website when it comes to information. He's got some cute graphics, and he's even has a caricature of himself on there. I enjoy that, by the way, Scott. That was cute. And his books are Talk, and you're going to see a common theme here. We want our audience to know this. Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt, Credit Debt and Debt Management, and How to Be More Credit Card and Debt Smart. And gosh, don't we need that, Scott?
Oh, we certainly do, especially with rates rising today in general. Got to stay on top of your finances, because that's the most important thing as far as running your life, really, when it comes to, you know, anything. It all comes back to the money.
Right, right. And so if any of our listeners are near a computer right now or listen to a live stream, take a few seconds, take a few minutes, and you're going to want to go back and back. Go to his website. It's debtsmart.com. And if you got to spell debt, it's D-E-B-T and smart, we should know, .com. And he has over 700 articles on there, but nicely categorized. You're not going to get confused on the site. And just does a tremendous job, has some contributing authors. And Scott, again, I've talked to you about this before. I think you're doing a great job there in getting information out to people and answering questions.
Well, thank you.
How about if we just start in with a couple of questions? Art, Scott, we had some questions we put together, Art and I.
Sure.
To help address issues with our clients. And one issue that keeps coming up that I'm seeing a lot, I get mailed on this a lot. My clients call me and ask, you know, I've received this letter from a mortgage company that's encouraged me to do biweekly payments. If I make a payment every other week, somehow I'm going to pay off my mortgage earlier. Is this something that people should get involved with or look at? Or what's the reality behind making a biweekly payment, a payment every other week?
Well, a lot of biweekly mortgages are marketed to with the underlying sales pitch that's going to save you money by paying faster, that by paying every other week, you're not going to pay interest on the principal for 2 weeks. And although this is true, you don't save a lot of money by paying more quickly. The biweekly mortgage makes money, saves you money by paying more money. And the reason is when you make 12 payments a year, one every other month in a standard mortgage, but with a biweekly mortgage, you make one payment every 2 weeks. So the way they calculate the payment is by just taking your monthly payment and dividing it in half.
Okay.
Well, if you have 26 biweekly payments a year that equal one half of your regular payment, 1/2 times 26 equals 13. So really, all you're doing is making one monthly payment extra per year. And when you do the math, you find out that you could do that on your current mortgage and save exactly the same amount of money.
Save the same amount of money and not pay the fees that are charged by the lenders for providing you this great service.
Exactly. Most of these lenders are going to set it up and charge you a fee to actually make the payment. Geez, they should be paying you a fee for actually paying more quickly.
Because aren't they hanging on to your money for half a month?
They're going to add on that fee of some kind of convenience fee for you paying them. And then a lot of times what some of these places will do is take your money and put it in an escrow account and then just pay it monthly anyway.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So now they're making money. They're charging you a fee. They're making money on your interest. And all they're doing is what you could do by just paying a little extra per month.
And if somebody's going to provide you with that service, don't they have automatic access to your checking or savings account to do an automatic withdrawal?
Right. You're going to have to give them permission by giving them all your account numbers and routing numbers. And I prefer not to do that. If I was going to make that kind of a payment with my bank or pay my mortgage directly, I would just go to my current mortgage bank and do it myself.
Okay.
That's a great idea. And we usually taught that we do a little bit of the math for them. We say, look, if you just increase your payment by 8.5%, every month, if you got some extra principal, you're going to accomplish the same thing without the extra fees and inconvenience.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. A lot of people fear doing some financial things themselves, but they can do it. You know, and that's one reason I started DebtSmart.com, to really give people a way to find out that kind of information and save money. I really get excited when I hear about people saving money. I love when people write to me and say they saved whatever thousands of dollars by reading an article on my website. In fact, I have an article right about this biweekly mortgage at DebtSmart.com. And actually, I'd like to mention that when you sign up for my free email newsletter, I send everyone an Excel file that gives them like a five-year amortization schedule that they can use at no cost.
I get your newsletter. I got it under an alias. I tell people to get stuff under an alias till we see if we can trust who we're contacting.
That's always a good idea.
And you're a guy I can trust. And so I'll probably have to give you my real identity sooner or later.
Art, you got another question for Scott that we can address that a lot of our listeners are always curious about?
And yeah, we are going to jump around a little bit. And just reminding what you're talking about, the simplicity of doing this biweekly payments yourself. We were at a seminar the other day, and the guy used the term, and I really like it. He said, it's not rocket surgery, right?
Yeah, it's not rocket. That's good.
Okay. Well, we talked about some other things. APR, all right? That is something that tends to confuse people. When that document comes out, the Truth in Lending document, people are they're saying, what the heck is all these numbers? I have a guy said to me, you mean I'm going to borrow $200,000 and have to pay back almost $600,000? I said, yeah, that thing is a reality check. Does it mean anything when people are comparing mortgages? Can you go apples and apples with that? Is it possible?
It's tough to do. I mean, there's some rules that try to make it easier for people to compare by forcing banks to include costs and giving you a comparable APR. But it's always important to do the math yourself to figure it out. In fact, I've addressed this. I have a section on my website called Household Math, and in that I post some math problems and give people a chance to solve them.
I just want you to know, by the way, I interrupt.
Sure.
I've taken a lot of your quizzes. I'm at 100%, okay? Just want you to know that, Scott.
Good. You got them all. That's great.
So far, so good.
That's great.
I went to the
can answer these questions.
No, I went to the easy questions first. I know they get harder. But it's a fun thing to do, and it's a teaching moment. And that's what I like, that you have that there. It is excellent. It's an excellent idea, and it helps people.
And when it comes to, say, cost, like, for example, say you have a $100,000 mortgage, right, and the rate's, I don't know, say 5% for 30 years, and you're making payments, the payments will now be like $536.83. But now, say there are costs involved, and you know, one has points, one doesn't. Say this one's cost $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you only get $98,000, right?
So you're subtracting the annual percentage rate. They basically subtract the cost of the financing out of the total loan amount and work backwards into an interest rate based on the payment you're making.
Exactly. So in that case, you'd only get $98,000, but you'd still make the monthly payment $536.83, which would be equal to the $100,000 amount. So the true rate is 5.18.
Okay.
And
so that's how the point. I know you guys know it, but I'm just saying it for completeness. That's how you do the math. So if you had $2,000 in points and $500 in application costs, and you add all that up, you subtract it from the amount, then you go back and figure out the rate, and then you can compare them all.
Okay. Right. And I know you advocate doing the math on these things. That's one of the things I see as a standard throughout your site. You advocate doing this stuff yourself. And one of the ways to enable to figure this APR, you have to have an accurate, good faith estimate.
That's right. If you know exactly what you're being charged, and has to be disclosed completely up front. And another thing about APR is if you have a credit card, you're being charged those fees every year. But on your mortgage, you're only charged once.
Right.
So it isn't necessarily a good comparison. You have to really look at what your plans are today, next year, 5 years, 10 years down the road to determine if you have a good mortgage or not, not just the APR.
Right. And then you can also take into – when you talk about comparing, you know, with credit cards, this question I get a lot. You know, what should I do? Should I, you know, borrow money, you know, take a home equity loan or use a 0% credit card or use a 3% credit card? And, you know, and that really also depends on what your tax rate is. And you know, the rate of the loan, because you're getting a tax break, you're getting a tax refund, and so the simple way to figure that out is just subtract your tax bracket from one. So say you're a 15% tax bracket, so you subtract that from one, it's 0.85, and multiply that times your mortgage rate, and
yep.
That's going to give you the comparable credit card rate.
Right.
So, and taking into account your tax refund. So now you can compare that to other loans as well.
Okay.
Right. He's done a good job simplifying that on
the
site.
Very good. We appreciate that. We're on with Scott Bilker from DebtSmart.com. Scott, we need to take a quick break. If you can hang on with us, we'll be back in just a minute.
Sure.
You're on Your Home, Your Money with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett. We'll be right back.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Okay, welcome back to Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett. We're your mortgage experts from Capital Mortgage Advisors. And today we've got a special guest, Scott Bilker from DebtSmart.com. And he's given us some information on credit, some really good background that'll help people with their credit debt.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me? This is Art.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I had to switch microphones, I think we're in better shape here. Hey, on your situation here, you have been doing this for how long now?
My first book came out in 1996, but I've been doing DebtSmart full-time since 2000.
Okay, full-time since 2000.
Yes.
And I want you to talk a little bit about why you've done this. We kind of went into this backwards, but I want the audience to know more about how you evolved into this business, your background, and why this is important to you personally.
Sure. In my last year at college, I had to turn to my credit cards to finish paying that year. I just ran out of the ability to borrow.
You're not alone.
And that was really the first time that I focused on money and how much it cost me. I mean, my background is in electrical engineering and computer programming, and so I decided to take those analytical skills and try to save money. And, of course, once I started doing the math, I was getting depressed. So I had to figure out some strategies to save money, and I had to figure out how to play the banks against each other to keep my rates low. So, of course, I told all my friends at school and family members and stuff, and they started doing what I was suggesting, and they were saving money. So in 1995, I put together my first book, Credit Card and Debt Management. Came out in 1996, and it started to do really well. So then I started DebtSmart.com in 1998, and originally to be maybe a newspaper column or some kind of smaller website, but it really grew from the demand into the website it is today, which is a resource that kind of modeled after newspapers. And that's where I am now. I mean, and I wrote two other books, How to Be More Credit Card and Debt Smart, and my latest book, Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt.
Yeah, tell me about that one. I really enjoyed what I was reading about it. And you, by the way, you promised to send that to me.
Yes, I did, and okay. I will get that out. Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt evolved because one time I called a bank to get a late fee waived, and they said they'd waive the fee. Well, my statement came a month later. They didn't waive the fee, so I called them back. And you know how when you call your bank, they always say, they're recording this for training purposes?
Right.
Right? So I called them back. I'm like, you didn't waive my fee. And they're like, well, you never called. I'm like, I called. Why don't you roll back those tapes that you recorded? I call in. And they're like, we have no record of it. So after that conversation, I was like, you know what? I'm going to record them from now on.
Okay.
So I started recording them. And my first call was to get a rate lowered. And after I did the math on lowering the rate, I calculated that I saved about $13,000 from that one call.
All right.
And I thought, you know what? Instead of the banks training themselves with those recordings, I want to train the world with those recordings. So I recorded every call after that, and I still record them today. I've got hundreds of calls. And in my book, Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt, I have 52 phone call transcripts that I think best represent what happens when you call your bank, because it doesn't work every time.
Okay.
You get about 80% success rate when you read the book because you're trained. If you don't read the book, you're like 50-50. So you up your odds by preparing in advance.
Right. Well, I'm going to, you know, you're a very assertive, you're also a very confident person, and you've had successes in your life. How about a person who's struggling with their debt and they, you know, say they've been late even on a little bit? Now, are they going to be able to negotiate that? A person that's just not, you know, they're not from a position of power. You have excellent credit, and you've told me the different things they've been able to accomplish, and you're rotating around these zero interest rate credit cards. But how about a person who's been in some trouble?
Well, you know what? People who have been in some trouble, they still have leverage too, because if they have, if you haven't been paying, and I do have some phone calls in my book where I made calls on behalf of friends of mine who had some not so stellar credit. They were late multiple times, and even though they were late multiple times, when you're ready to start paying on time and really focusing on your credit cards, you call the bank and say, listen, I know I haven't paid you in a while. I know I've been late for a while, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start paying on time. I'm going to send you a check for whatever, you know, some amount, but I need you to waive a few of these fees.
Okay.
And they're going to do it because, you know, get paid something or, well, get paid nothing. And you can always put a lot of pressure on them, and I talk about all these negotiating deal breakers you have. One is like, listen, you know, my next call is to the bankruptcy lawyer, so what to do.
Well, so that does work, okay.
Gives you a little bit of leverage.
And you can also negotiate settlements, too. You know, I talk about, I have phone calls in here on getting annual fees waived, lowering your interest rates, how to shop for lower rates, getting late payment fees waived, comparing loans, even negotiating settlements. And the bottom line is, if you have a lot of debt, you have a lot of leverage because that's a lot of profit for the banks.
Mm-hmm.
So if a bank's charging you 18%, another bank would love to charge you 16%.
So, that's right. That's right.
You know, and you save 2%. That's why I say the rule of thumb is you need to have as much in available credit as you have debt to effectively keep your rates low, meaning that if you owe $5,000, you need to have other cards that total $5,000 available credit. So when you call your bank and say, listen, lower my rate or I'm going to transfer my balance, you mean business. If they don't do it, you transfer your balance.
Okay. Hey, that's excellent. I know there's a lot more in that book. We've got a call, Scott, and so listen in on this. It might be for you. We're going to see what it's about.
Yeah, I got two questions. First of all, if you call your bank and wanting to lower interest rate, would your credit score drop? And second question, did you lose a lot of your leverage because of new bankruptcy laws, meaning you can't discharge your money?
Okay.
Scott,
right,
there you got it.
First one is if you lower your credit, if you lower your rate, will it drop your credit score? And that it will not change your credit score at all if you call and get your rate lowered. Rates aren't reported. What is reported is just your balances and your payment times.
Okay.
And as far as bankruptcy laws goes, as your leverage, you do have a point there in that the banks are now going to get paid anyway. It's just more, it's going to be tougher for people to claim bankruptcy. So so why would the banks cut you a break? Well, you know what? There's still a chance that you will qualify for Chapter 7. So there's still.
And Chapter 7 means you can discharge everything?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a chance you could qualify for that. And you could always consult an attorney. You should always consult an attorney before you do a bankruptcy, obviously.
I'm not even close to being bankrupt, so I'm right. But it's just a question I had. So thank you.
Good question. Thanks for calling.
That was a good question. So, Scott, with these new bankruptcy laws, that's a good question. You still have a certain amount of leverage because even a Chapter 13, there's usually a reduction in the debt, is there not? Or at least in certainly in the interest.
Yeah, well, yes. When you restructure the debt and you still pay some back, well, sometimes there can be a lowering of interest rate. You know, it's just you're going to work with each creditor one at a time as far as that goes. And you're going to pay something back and there will be negotiations involved.
Yeah.
But you're still paying something back. I wouldn't want to go bankrupt unless I was getting rid of all my debt. You know, that's the whole idea of bankruptcy is to have a fresh start.
Yeah, the Chapter 13s are kind of silly in their own way. You should be able to negotiate that like you're talking about, and that's
right.
Why you buy the book.
If you're thinking of doing a Chapter 13, why do it through the court system? Do it on your own through the different banks.
Some good points.
They will work with you because they'd rather work with you than start dealing with a bankruptcy.
So, yeah, a bit better to have the 13 off your credits, too, as well.
Exactly. Some good information, Scott. We're on with Scott Bilker from DebtSmart.com. Some great information on managing your credit. If you got any questions, we're at 321-1670, star 123 on your U.S. cellular phone, We're going to take one quick break, Scott. We'll be right back. This is Your Home, Your Money with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett. We'll be right back.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money. Bill Quigley along with Art Blanchett, your mortgage experts from Capital Mortgage Advisors. We've got our special guest, Scott Bilko from DebtSmart.com, giving some sage advice regarding your debt and how to manage it.
Hey, Scott, how do people get a hold of you anyway?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of me is at DebtSmart.com. Sign up for my email newsletter, or you can write to me at Scott@DebtSmart.com.
All right, so we're not handing out your cell number just yet, huh?
Okay. That's on the website.
That's right. All right, so go to his website and email him, and he'll be in touch with you. Go take a look around. Scott, you don't even charge for people to go get some of this information, do you?
Nope, there's no charge at all. The only charges would be if you purchase my books. And by the way, I guarantee my book for eternity. If you buy my book, Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt, first of all, if you buy it at my site, I throw my other two books, Credit Card Debt Management and How to Talk Your Way to Credit Card.
It is a deal.
Yeah, all for the cost of the one book. If you don't like Talk Your Way Out of Credit Card Debt, you don't think it sends you money, send that one back to me. Keep the other two as gifts. And I tell you what, I've never had anyone return a book. I tell you, if you can't save, the book's $20 plus shipping. If you don't save $200, something's wrong. You'll save more than $200, you'll save thousands of dollars. When you go look at the book on my website, you'll see everyone that's written in. Some people save like $30,000, $50,000. It's easy to save money if you have a lot of debt, because you're getting charged a lot of money. You know, I always like to make the point that, you know, if you're in debt, you need to do three things. One, get organized financially. Get a system, write down the list of all your debts. Two, become more efficient with your debts. You got to get those rates down. You got to transfer your balances. And I have a list of cards at my site that I recommend for transferring balances. And you got to get your rates low. I mean, if you make a phone call and you save $1,000 in interest by just making a phone call, and it took you 1 hour, mm-hmm. which it would never take you an hour. But if it would take you an hour, that's $1,000 an hour.
Yes.
That's a really high-paying job.
That's a nice return. That's almost what Bill makes.
It makes sense to do that first before you go out and even get a second job. Before you do something else to earn more money, which is step number three, earn more income, because even when your rates are all zero, you still have to pay them back. But before
Good
you get
point.
There... It's worth it to work on lowering your rates.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Very good. Scott, I've got a question for you. Now, one of our specialties is helping people get into a home that have had credit issues in the past, credit issues including bankruptcy, foreclosure, or other issues. We help them get into homes with little zero money down at low attractive rates. But one stumbling block that many people have is after a bankruptcy is discharged, how do I reestablish debt? And you've got some good, reestablish credit, which is going to help you reestablish debt. And you've got some good information on your website. But what can you offer us for those type of people that they've wiped out their debt, they're back on track? What do they need to do to build up a credit profile and build up a credit score?
Well, the good news is that, you know, bankruptcy isn't the end of the world. I know many friends of mine have claimed bankruptcy and they were worried they're never going to get back on track. And they were able to get back on track fairly quickly in less than a year and then actually purchase homes. And they're doing great now. So, you know, the good news is that after you claim bankruptcy, a lot of banks look at you in a positive light and that you can't do it again for 7 years. So
that's
they're going to get their money out of you. So that's the good news. The bad news is your credit score has been affected for at least a decade, and it's going to be difficult to start again. So the best way is, and I have, you know, at my website at debtsmart.com, I have a list of cards that I would recommend for poor credit or building credit, and you can apply for those. Or you can do a secured credit card.
Right.
You go to your bank where you have your checking account, savings account, and you can get a card that's secured based on one of those accounts. And that basically means that you'll get a limit that's probably 1 to 2 times what you have in your account, and that account is just used as collateral. So you use the card, pay it off on time and in full, and do that for a little while. Then you'll be able to, say, get a department store card. And do the same thing. Make a couple purchases that are small that you would make anyway, pay them off on time, and then start applying again for the major credit cards. And you'll be surprised how quickly you're going to be able to reestablish your credit.
That's
very
excellent.
Good.
That's
you know,
excellent.
We have a program called Get Mortgage Ready, which helps people get ready for a mortgage, whether they've had a credit issue or other issues. And one part of that package is helping people reestablish credit. And if it's okay with you, Scott, we're going to include some information from your website.
Oh, that's
within
great.
That package, because it's very valuable, very step-by-step on how to do it and how to manage it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'd love to take a look at that package. That sounds like a great idea, because I know a lot of people have a lot of difficulty in that area, especially when it comes to buying a home. So that's fantastic that you provide that information to people.
Yeah, we'll get that right off to you.
Yeah, we're no Scott Bilkers, but we're trying. I just want you to know this. Yeah, Scott, we're running out of time here. We really wish we could have covered more with you. We got to try this another time. Can you come back another time with us?
Sure, I'd love to be back anytime.
All right, great.
We appreciate that.
Yep, and Scott, again, debtsmart.com. Scott Bilker, prolific author, and he's actually, you're doing some stuff with Kiplinger's right now. And
yeah, I've been interviewed here and there from KiplingerSmartMoney.com.
All right. Well, they chose the right man.
Oh, thank you. And thanks again for having me on the show today.
Thanks, Scott. And everybody, thanks for listening to Your Home, Your Money Mortgage Radio. If you need to talk to Art or I, we'll be at 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. Once again, happy Veterans Day, and make it a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
This is Your Home, Your Money on Madison 1670, The Pulse.